In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you aware of the saint which is today? It's the same in both calendars, I believe. Saint Anthony of Padua.
No.
Of the desert. Good, good. There's a lot of Saint Anthonys. Saint Anthony of Zakaria, Saint Anthony, there's a bunch of them. And Saint Anthony of the desert is the first. He's the one who's known for being the father of monastic life. Father of being alone with God. You can think of it that way. A monk is one who has one focus. That's why mono is in that beginning. He has a singular focus, which is God himself. Devotes himself only unto God. And so, in truth, each of us are called to be monastics. The one focus that you're called to have in life is to be God himself. Focus on God. The purpose why God created your soul wasn't so that you could go through life, have a bunch of fun, enjoy the roller coaster that is the movement of life, and then somehow at the end make an act of contrition and then make it in. He's made you only for himself. And that is a great privilege. Today, I forgot to mention this, that we're doing a couple commemorations for the Mass. We're doing the Mass of Saint Anthony, but we're also commemorating, as I always do, Saint Joseph in every Mass which is possible. So there's a commemoration for him. You'll hear extra prayers for him, as well as for the guardian angels, because today, for the angels, because I forgot to commemorate them yesterday. And so I'm going to commemorate them today. Tuesday is the day of the angels. Wednesday is the day of Saint Joseph. So we're going to get them both today. That's also one of the other great things of the traditional Latin Mass, is that you can do like tons of commemorations. So you can just commemorate all sorts of great saints in the same Mass and just offer all these greater prayers. And there's a great beauty in that, to be able to pray more. We shouldn't be looking to pray less. Certainly, Saint Anthony was not looking to pray less. He's looking to pray more. He was a man of great wealth, who was given a great sum of money at the death of his parents, and he had no idea what to do as a young man. He had always been so well taken care of, and so he went directly into the church. He was not a particularly faithful young man prior to this. He had some fidelity, some infidelity. He was kind of on the fringes a little bit. And then going from here, looking for direction for his life, he went into the church, and he heard a particular gospel proclaimed. You know what gospel that was? That's right. That's right. He just happened to step in. He didn't. Some of you are punctually impaired, St. Anthony might be your patron, because he was too. He didn't show up at the beginning of Mass. It's all right. And then some of you didn't show up for the beginning of Mass. I never mind. I never ask any questions. It's not my. But what he did is he arrived at the moment of the gospel. Stepped into the church. Gospel was proclaimed. And it was that gospel. If you would be perfect, go ahead and sell your possessions. Distribute to them before the poor, and then come and follow me. And those words convicted St. Anthony to his heart, struck him there. It hit him just as he walked into the church. And they hit him so hard that he didn't stay for the rest of Mass. So he's not real good at staying at Mass. You can see right here. He hears the word of God, he leaves Mass, goes out and says, I already got what I want. Thanks. Out. Goes out and sells all his goods, gives them away, makes sure he sets up a nice abundance for his sister, who's also there, who's under his charge, because all was bequeathed to him. So he makes sure that she's set up and puts her away in a monastery for women, and then gives the rest away. Then he comes back a second time, and do you know what he goes to Mass a second time? Do you know what gospel he hears at that time? I don't remember either. But he goes back a second time. I forgot what it was. And immediately on hearing that, he does exactly what that was. I can't remember if it was one of where God was calling him away to go be in silence or something like that. But it's something like that, something like that. And immediately, again, he doesn't stay for the end of Mass. He leaves at the end of the gospel because he's always showing up late, and then goes and does exactly what that is. And so the question for you and I to ponder within our lives, not just over the course of this Mass, yes, maybe what we're speaking about here should season the way we enjoy the meal that comes after this and the way in which we enjoy one another's presence. But the question that should be nagging at our hearts is, when I hear the word of God, when I hear the gospel spoken, what is my reaction? Do I have a reaction? Is my heart warmed? Does that feel good? And then I go, wow, that makes me feel good. And then I go and have communion. Wow, that makes me feel good. And then I stay a little bit after Mass because that makes me feel good. And then I go into the parking lot and I'm a terror. Or I go off back at home and I get in a fight with my husband. Or I go back to work and then somebody gets on my nerves and then I'm on their case. Do I actually have a reaction to what the gospel's proclaimed? The reason why St. Anthony is indeed one of the reasons why he's one of the greatest saints of the church is because he hears God and then he does whatever it is that he hears God say. What does St. Anthony not do? This is important. What does St. Anthony not do? This is what he doesn't do. He doesn't think about it and say, if I follow this in this way, what is it going to mean for the rest of my life? He doesn't say, if I actually do what is spoken here, what's that going to cost? He doesn't say, if I make these steps in faith toward God and trust that he's actually leaving me here, does that mean that maybe I'm going to lose something? Friends, family, I'm going to be looked at weird. People are going to say, what are you even doing? St. Anthony doesn't do that. He just hears the word of God and says, okay, I'm off. Here's God saying this. Obviously, that's true. So I better follow that. And because of that, he becomes a great saint. It's the same thing for you and I. It's not a radical thing in an extraordinary way to hear God say something and then do it. Remember, God is the creator of the universe. God set the whole world, the universe in motion. He crafted out each one of the mountain peaks as it would be, set all the processes in motion, fixed everything before anything even got started. He knew and crafted each and every one of your souls. And even at that same moment when he was crafting that, he selected an intellectual being which is far greater, stronger, more powerful than you, far exceeding you, that he said, you need this creature to be able to make it through life, so I'm going to sign this guardian angel just for you. And he's going to get you to heaven if you listen to him. You need his help, so use his help. This is the God of the universe who sets all those processes in motion, and his only desire is not that any soul should fall into perdition, but that all souls might find his grace and his mercy so that they could be with him forever. That's why God made you, to know, love, and to serve him in this life so that you could be with him happy forever in the next life. And if that's true, then why should there be any moments of deliberation between when we hear what God says and then acting upon it? It's just wasted time. I share with you something that was shared with me before I entered into the seminary. When I was trying to figure out, well, what is this Catholic faith really about? What does it teach? And trying to live it gradually as I was learning more and more when I was in Los Alamos. And I had an opportunity to meet with a young man who was preparing to enter into the seminary. He put me to the strong test because he saw that I was getting ready to take over the youth ministry program of the parish that he had been working for many, many years. Brilliant. Everybody in Los Alamos is brilliant. He was working on a double doctorate of some kind in physics, far beyond me. And after testing me and prodding me for some time to make sure that I had sufficient orthodoxy to hold the position, he went from being my biggest enemy or prober to being, after that, my deepest and closest friend. And he was on his way to the seminary while I was trying to ask the question, well, is God really calling me? Okay, if he is, well, God said I had to do something for 3 years, and then after that, I'll go do what he wants me to do. The young man turned to me and he said to me, hey, look, I'm getting ready to go to the seminary and it's hard. It's hard for me to leave all these things behind and do it. And I want to leave you with this little bit of advice. He said to me, the seminarian did, when you know that God is calling you to do it, that is to enter the seminary, you need to go right away. Don't delay. Because the longer you delay the answering of that call, the tougher it is to say yes. The longer it is that you delay the call, the tougher it is to say yes. That's not only for those who are seeking to enter into the priesthood. It's not only for those who are seeking to enter into these great vocations, to become a nun or whatever God is calling you to do. That's for each of us. The more times you say no or delay or not yet to the Holy Spirit, the more you put between yourself and God to actually being able to hear his voice. But each and every time you hear the word of God, you trust it's the word of God, and you say, okay, God, I'm going to take a step forward. It makes it easier to take the next step and more logical to take the next step and more fulfilling to take that next step with God. And that's why St. Anthony is the great saint that he is because he heard the word of God, didn't question, didn't doubt, said, okay, that's obviously true, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. And when I need something else, I'm pretty sure that if he spoke to me this time, he'll speak to me again. And he'll lay up all the dominoes in the exact order that they're supposed to be, and I just need to respond when I hear him touch them. Share with you something from the writings of Saint Anthony.